On this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy, tell them what happens.
We talk about football.
We talk about football. Sports. We talk about preseason football. Okay, we give our reactions to all the preseason games over the weekend, kind of go through them. They don't matter, but they kind of matter for specifically at least one team that broke some records. Then we do bottom of the barrel. Very riveting stuff. We talk baseball for a tiny bit, and then we wrap up the episode with some movie talk. Andy's too busy to watch movies. Andy's too busy to watch movies.
All right, we're done here.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting. No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3TSports.com.
.com, baby. Good. Great, actually. Great. Drinking one of our sponsors, Bubbly. Close your eyes. This is Aha's time to shine with caffeine. Yeah, it's got some green tea in it. Same amount of caffeine as one cup of green tea. So I'm ready.
Isn't that lovely? That's good. Glad we got that all out of the way and taken care of. I also have to announce.
It's in the game. It's in the can. Drink it and you'll feel good.
Is that their
slogan? That was our copy that they sent to us. So I had to get that
obligatory.
In. Or else we have to refund them.
Yeah. All $0. Okay. So I want to also address that the month of August, we record twice a week, and we give you guys two episodes a week. We're going to be moving to once a week starting in September.
Once a week. Yes. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that, Andrew?
Well, we have another podcast coming out under B3T.
Me
Sports.
And you?
It's no, you're not in it. You would hate it.
I really would.
Me and another person are making a fantasy podcast. We're recording the first episode of that tonight, actually.
You can say his name because his name's Adam.
No, it's a surprise. It's a surprise.
Oh, fuck. Well, bleep it out. Bleep it out. What do you mean surprise?
I'll have to bleep it out.
Hold on. Why is it a surprise? It's not like anyone, like, was he famous? Is this person famous?
No, but I mean, you know, add a little.
But what's the surprise?
If I tell people it's a surprise, they'd be like, well, who is it?
Yeah. Right. If you tell people it's a surprise, they're going to expect someone that they know. Like,
no, it's just, why would they do that? It's a surprise. What is a surprise?
I don't know what the surprise is because I know who was doing it with you.
Listen, it's people get excited about surprises. That's all I'm saying.
Not about this. I don't know. I don't think so.
Anyway, Fantasy Fight Night. It's a fantasy football centric podcast. This will be releasing on Tuesdays every week. And then obviously Bed Bath & Beyond is not going anywhere. We're still going to release this on Fridays every single week. So you're still going to get two shows. Things are going to be a little bit different as we move into September.
We'll keep doing the articles. We'll keep doing the articles on B3T Sports.
Sure.
Basically, we're turning B3T Sports into a conglomerate sports media website.
Of course.
Obviously. So just go to B3TSports.com to get all your fixings, whether it's the silly new podcast with the special surprise host with Andrew, Bed Bath & Beyond, and all articles covering a wide range of sports betting, NFTs, digital horse racing, and whatever Johnny Walks wants to do. Whatever exactly. Johnny Walks wants to do.
All right. So let's see. What's going on in sports today? I don't really know, except for NFL stuff. Is there stuff that's going on that's not NFL stuff?
No. What? No. No. Nothing's
going
on. That's
what I'm saying.
Nothing's going on with that. I need to. Here's the thing, Andrew. I need to watch Hard Knocks. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch the first episode tonight. And then I'm going to watch this. Well, obviously, the second episode will premiere Tuesday night.
Tuesday, correct.
Right. So I'll watch that live. I'm going to watch that live. I'll already be caught up because I'll watch the first one tonight. Good. Then it premieres tomorrow night.
And honestly, the first episode's kind of whatever. If you're going to miss any episode of Hard Knocks, I would say definitely miss what he got going on there.
I'm just checking out my skin. You know me. I'm trying to live forever, Andrew, and really like
that's true, you are.
Take care of myself. Your body is a temple. I'm trying to just – I obviously just shaved too, so got nice smooth skin. But I thought I saw some rings under my eyes.
Do you think that you're going to watch any preseason football?
I watched a little bit. Oh, well, we should talk about that. Let's talk about preseason football, which was happening over the weekend. I watched a little bit of it like I usually do every season, every preseason. I don't watch a lot of it. I'll be completely honest with you. Mostly because it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. And I hate, I know people. Trust me, I live in Chicago. I know Justin Fields did really well. The Bears won their game. He ran for a touchdown. He passed for a touchdown. And all my Chicago friends in our group chat, they're going crazy.
Going crazy.
The funny thing is one of them, he was like, just give Fields the MVP now. And I disliked.
Oh my God, that would drive me nuts.
I know, right? And I disliked the message. You know how you can react on, know, but on iPhones, you can react and I did the little thumbs down, and then he said, oh, sorry, noodle arm Lamar can't throw the ball past 30 yards. And then I was like, in quotes, just give Fields the MVP. And then in the asterisks, insults former MVP.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
Dude, like people all the time, they get so hyped. I get it. It's your team. Like you want to be excited for your team. But, like, P.J. Walker played really, really well in his preseason game. I'm not sitting here saying we should play him over Sam Darnold.
I like P.J., though.
I do, too. I think – I mean, he's played football at several levels. He is
– XFL.
I think he's a I think he is an all right backup quarterback. He's got an arm. But I'm not sitting here – like, I'm not trying to make it – I don't want people to hear what I'm not saying. I don't want you to go, oh, he loves P.J. Walker, so he wants him to start.
Right.
No, Darnold still gives us our best shot. I just think that the overreactions are nuts. Preseason's only good for a couple of things. It's for useless stats. It is for looking at rookies who are seriously up against the cut because you can tell talent from preseason games. You can't always tell like their ceiling, but you can definitely tell whether they are getting the fundamentals of the game at this level because I don't care what anyone says. Third stringers in the NFL are still phenomenal athletes. It's just
well,
it is
what it is.
Now you're, exactly.
Who's going like, to fight you on that? Fight you on that?
Every single person who goes, well, it was against the three. So, I mean, does it really even count as football? Yeah, of fucking course it does. It's football at the highest level. It's just not, you know what I mean? It's not the peak. And you're not going to get that in preseason. Although Tom Brady did take two snaps, which I thought was fucking bizarre. I don't know why
he's first in
preseason
two?
At all. I don't know which snaps I saw. I didn't watch this game. I saw the box score for that game. There are only like six games that I watched, and that was not one of them. But I was looking at the box score. I think he was 0 for 2, but I was just, I don't know why he's out there throwing at all, right? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it makes no sense. Listen, I just don't live for the overreactions surrounding preseason. Yeah. You did say preseason is good for a few things, and you named a few. Another good thing is for Hard Knocks. Preseason for Hard Knocks is the lifeblood because people will make or break rosters depending on preseason games. Also, I know I just said preseason doesn't matter because it doesn't. The Ravens have won 18 straight preseason games.
Yep.
So fuck everybody. Obviously, if we were a shitty regular season team, I wouldn't even say that stat out loud. I literally wouldn't say that. I would not. I would just be like, I would just literally, what's that meme with the Sesame Street character? He's like a little Muppet guy and it's got the eyes and he's like.
Muppet guy with the eyes.
And he like looks away. Oh, they're
looking back and forth.
Is it
Grover?
No, it's
the blue one. He's blue, right?
No, he's like He's like a monkey. He's brown and he's got like overalls.
Oh no! I don't know what that's from. He has a puppet, but I don't know if he's an actual Muppet.
I just called him a Muppet. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what his.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking brand name. I'm not talking RC Cola of Muppets. I'm talking Kermit and Fozzie Bear. All right.
I don't know what his species is, but I just fucking call him a Muppet. But that's a clip. I would be like that. Put the meme up so people know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
You know, and that would be me if the Ravens actually sucked during the regular season.
We
obviously don't. But 18 straight preseason wins, that's great. That's phenomenal. I think that's a record.
Sure.
It is.
I don't know if it's a record. It might be. I can't confirm or deny.
Yes, sir. It is 100% a record. If you hear otherwise, that's fake news.
Okay. Other news that is just noteworthy of highlights here. Nathan Peterman, backup for the Las Vegas Raiders. He played the whole game. He played fine. But he played the entire game. He sounds familiar.
What do I know him from?
Nathan Peterman for throwing 6 picks in a game or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. In the first half.
Trey Lance, he only went 5 for 14. He did have an 80-yard touchdown that he threw. And 4 of the incompletions were like straight up drops. So, I mean, even if you add that, 9 for 14. Not a terrible stat line, but he's a rookie. Zach Wilson, he looked pretty good. His stat line doesn't really speak for how well he played, but he actually was like throwing the ball with some zip. And he looked he knew what he was doing. It wasn't like he ran out there blind, right?
Right.
Trevor Lawrence's first play from scrimmage was a fumble, but he had a nice drive to recover. So, I mean,
did he fumble it or was it center's fault?
He got sacked and then fumbled it.
Not good.
You hate to see it, but I mean, first game jitters. We already talked about the Ravens and their record.
Tim Tebow. Do you want to talk about Tim Tebow?
Are you talking about the missed block?
Yes. Well, yeah, yes. Yeah. But I think he was targeted once during the Jags game.
And I don't think he caught it.
He did not. But I also want to talk about the fierce blocking that he did for the Jaguars because he was truck sticking some people.
Dude, he.
I'm saying that sarcastically, Andrew.
Yeah, I know. But it's funny because. There's the one play that's viral. I mean, I'll put it up, obviously, where it looks like he bumps into some dude barely, like he's drunk looking for food.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like I mean, don't get me wrong. The dude who he did hit initially didn't make the play, even if it wasn't a good block. And he kept him from coming in or coming outside. Are there improvements to make? Sure. But this is the dude's second time in the NFL at a different position, and it's his second professional sport. Not an excuse. I think he's going to make the team because I don't know who else they have at tight end. But the other thing I want to bring up, did you see how big he is?
He's big. Oh, he's big.
Fucking massive.
He's huge.
Now, I don't know if they're going to make him cut or what, but he is an athlete like he's through huge. And through. So I'm curious to see how that goes. He actually has some value in my triple tight end league. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Jesus
He does. Christ. He has value. And let's see. Anything else preseason-wise? Minshew did not look good. By the way, Minshew looked bad. Minshew had a couple
plays. I don't think Minshew's good. I think I've said this on the show. He's not good.
I think he's fine. I think, like, depending on where he's at, like, I think that maybe he could be a starter for, say, the Broncos, like, over Drew Lock and over Teddy Bridgewater. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. I think he's
not
could
saying
be,
much.
No, it's not. But I think he could be a starter in the league. It just, he needs a little bit of an improvement. But that's preseason. I'm not going to run through scores or anything because, like you said, and I agree.
Doesn't matter.
That shit does. That Except shit doesn't for 18 matter. Performances wins. Matter. Let's see here. Yeah, Hard Knocks is coming up sometime this week. I don't get to watch it on Tuesdays. I have to watch it on Wednesdays because I watch it with people. So that's a little sad. I have to.
Who do you watch it
spoilers.
With? Who the fuck do you watch it with?
I watch it with my girlfriend, who is really big into reality TV, and I don't like reality TV. But I said I will watch Hard Knocks with you because it is reality TV. So I have to wait a day.
Are you really announcing your relationship over this podcast? Andrew.
My relationship?
Well, your official title, because I have asked you, we've talked about this woman in the past in on this podcast. I obviously won't say names. Okay, I won't say names. But
right.
I didn't know you guys were official.
Oh yeah, I mean, no, she will watch Hard Knocks, so it's like that's
no.
Like
I'm talking about you. Just said you called her.
No,
your
I know. I did, and she'll watch Hard Knocks. That's like a no-brainer. Like, what are you talking
about? Andrew, you have said on this podcast, oh, we're just friends, or oh, we're just hanging out.
Well,
or,
not
yeah, it's nothing
friends,
serious.
You know.
Well, yeah, but it's nothing that serious. And now you just, for the first time, for all our listeners, but also as a friend of yours, you have used that term girlfriend for the very first time.
Probably first time with you. That's been that way for a while.
First probably time with a me. A month?
Yeah.
A month?
Probably about a month.
Yeah. E2, Brutus? E2?
Stabbed in the back? Is that how you're feeling?
I've asked you, like, hey, how's the relationship with this person? And I get casual, nonchalant. We're just hanging out. We're just nothing serious. And now I learn that you guys have been officially boyfriend and girlfriend for over a month. Yeah, I feel a little stabbed in the back. I feel a little stabbed right here.
Guess who doesn't tell me any of our sponsors, all right? Guess who cashes all the sponsor checks?
They come to me.
Guess who doesn't
That's not my fault. They come directly to me. I don't know why. I try to get them to come to you sometimes. And they're like, no, we will only work with you.
Let's see.
I guess it's my personality, my charm.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Okay, so what else do we have for sports talk? Again, we talked. There's nothing going on in the sense of other sports. Baseball has, like, what, 40 games left? Something like that in the season?
I don't count.
But there's, like, 3,000 games. What are you talking
there's
about?
There's 156 games, 162 games. It's one of those numbers. I don't count. I don't, like, count down to zero games. Especially when the Cubs are as shit-tailed.
Are doing... Have they not bounced back? I actually haven't looked at...
No, they haven't bounced back. They just got swept by the Marlins. A fact that Johnny Walsh at B3T Sports sent me over DMs. I'm like, fuck off, Johnny. We just traded all our key players this season. No, I don't care that we just got swept by the fucking Miami Marlins. Also, why are you a Miami Marlins fan? You're in Seattle.
Let's see here. We got the... Oh, God damn it. Show me the actual standings. What is wrong with this thing? MLB standings, I guess we're working at ESPN. So it looks like Rays are leading their division. White Sox are leading theirs.
We're actually
theirs.
Talking baseball. We're actually going to continue talking baseball.
The Braves, the Brewers, and then the Giants are still up. God damn, they're up 4 games. Giants are good. Giants are winning it this year. I mean, the Dodgers are winning it. But if the Dodgers don't, it'll be because the Giants win it. That'd be good. All right, that's baseball, baby.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that one bit. I didn't like that one bit. I do not want to talk baseball anymore.
That's okay. Well, you want to talk bottom of the barrel? Because we got some news.
Yeah, let's go from talking NFL preseason to then talking a little bit about baseball, and now we're back to the NFL bottom of the barrel. So give me all the bottom of the barrel news. And then once we're done with that, because that's going to be a real interesting topic, I want to talk to you about movies. I want to talk to you about movies to wrap up the show, because I watched an Academy Award winner. I won't say what year, but I watched an Academy Award winner over the weekend and I didn't like it. And I want to get your take. You've seen it, and then if you haven't seen it, I want you to watch it and then give me
your
take.
So we can go over it again. Yeah, I'm down for that. Okay. So we'll start with garbage news. It looks like the Chargers don't want to extend Mike Williams. That's really not a shocker. I think they have a really good rookie in what's his name? I have it here. I watched him. Palmer, I think was his name. He caught like 6 of 9 passes, and it wasn't for a lot of yards, but he's like an extremely athletic guy.
Mike Williams is good.
Mike Williams is fine. I think he's very talented, but he has not played a full season in years. And they're moving him to the X this year, so things could be different for him. But like with Herbert, I know that Keenan Allen is older. And Mike Williams, he's not a one guy. He's a good wide receiver, but he's not going to be – he's not like He's not like Michael Gallup, where if you took Michael Gallup and put him on a team that needed a one, he would be a one. Mike Williams is not that guy to me. I think he is a solid two wide receiver. And I think he's a phenomenal athlete, but I just don't see him as being the one. So they're not going to extend him. They're going to have to figure that out in free agency or with their rookies. Let's see. Schefter says that Dak Prescott's shoulder is healing well.
Thank God.
Whatever the fuck that, yeah, whatever the Thank fuck God. That means. Jordan Love got hurt in his preseason game.
He had an MRI.
No structural damage, though.
Thank God.
Sitting out of practice. Yeah,
he's still my dynasty team. He's still my dynasty team.
Curtis Samuel got activated off the PUP, so that's good for him.
Is he still with the Panthers?
Curtis Samuel? No, he's on the Washington football team. With Ron Rivera, reunited.
Ooh. Very cool.
We got... Apparently, Diggs had a knee injury last year toward the end.
No, Stephon Diggs?
Stephon Diggs.
No.
And the Bills have come out and said, we're not concerned with it. But that scares a lot of people because why are you bringing it up at the beginning of this season?
Are you drafting him in the first round still?
Stephon Diggs? To me, it depends on your league format. To me, he's always going in the second round. If he falls to me in the second, I'm picking him. In the first, I'm usually not because I'm getting either an elite running back or I'm drafting. I like running backs more than I like wide receivers.
So you're always going to be drafting a running back in the first round.
Not always. But the thing is, Diggs will fall in the second round. Adams will not. Tyreek will not. A lot of people, I have Diggs is like my number three. A lot of guys have him at four or five, so they're taking Hopkins above him. So like, I get the luxury of projecting this player here when he's getting drafted here, so I can kind of wait and hold out and try to grab him in the second.
Okay.
That's usually like, is he a value in the first? Maybe, end of the first, I would say, but again, that's just news. I don't know why they're bringing it up. I don't know if a reporter asked a question, but they made a statement saying that they're not concerned. The Vikings say that Jefferson's shoulder is feeling better. He did return to practice, limited, but still he returned.
Good.
And the final thing is David Johnson doesn't have a role in the offense like he thought he would. At the beginning, everyone thought he'd be the starter. Apparently, they're like rotating like with Rex Burkhead and Philip Lindsay. And he says, and David Johnson says, and I quote, "In the moment, it's tough." So, like,
this is for the Texans, right?
The Houston Texans. Yep.
Fuck! I have David Johnson on my dynasty team. Yes, he's not my RB1 or RB2 or probably not even RB3, but that's right. Fucking annoying because I thought he was going to be
I thought he'd be the guy. Like, at least, like, I mean, as much of the guy as you can be on the Houston.
What a
Texans.
Fall from grace!
But I thought that.
What a fall from grace! Yeah, 2 years ago, he was an RB1. 2 years ago, he was RB1.
2 years ago, he was a first-round draft pick.
Exactly, yes.
But now he's like, it is what it is. But anyway, that's all bottom-of-the-barrel stuff. Nothing super crazy, but this is fantasy season, baby. You got to watch those injuries. What movie did you watch?
Okay. It was this year's Academy Award winner. Okay?
Okay.
So yep. The 2021...
The 2020 feature on Hulu all over the place?
Nomadland.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
No, I have not watched
That's, it. That's okay. So explain to me, because you're a big movie guy.
Right.
Why have you not seen the best picture for 2021 Academy Awards yet?
I normally watch every one. I mean, sometimes it's not on the year. Sometimes it's the next year. But I usually try to watch almost all the ones nominated, at least a majority. This year, in general, I have not seen a lot of movies just across the board.
Ooh.
I know. Yeah. It's actually, I feel
good. Bearish on movies, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. So, I don't know. I like movies. I love watching movies. I've just been super busy. So, I think, like, I want to set time
so
aside.
Busy. Oh, you're oh, so fuck busy. You. I can't set aside 2 hours to watch.
2.5 hours. By the way, movie lengths movie, are yes. so crazy long. It's nuts.
Some of them, yes.
Some of them, yeah. I mean, a lot of the good ones are 2.5 hours long.
Okay, so you are blaming your busy schedule for not being able to watch the
That's
best
part of
picture.
It. I mean, I will always go see a movie I really, really want to see.
You'll make time.
I will make time, especially because there's an experience of going to the theater, right? And that's a limited experience where it's not something you could do if right. it's not in theaters anymore. You'd have to rent a theater to do it. So the fact that that incentivizes me a little bit, that's part of the reason I went and saw The Green Knight, because I knew that it would look really awesome, even if I didn't love it, but I went to the theaters to see it. I didn't see any like Academy movies over the last year because of COVID in theaters. All those were like, I have to see them straight to my streaming services or whatever. Have you seen Ad Astra yet?
I have not seen Ad Astra, and there's one reason. There's only one reason why I haven't watched Ad Astra yet. Holly doesn't want to watch it.
Why does she hate good movies?
Literally, I have no idea. I've tried to make her. So over the weekend, I was like, just this weekend, every past weekend we'll like set some time to like watch a movie if we're not doing anything that weekend. I have put Ad Astra at the top of the list every single available weekend. I've showed her the trailer. I said, look, Brad Pitt's in
it. She doesn't like the trailer? The trailer's, I think, actually kind of interesting.
I think the trailer's sick. I mean, you got Tommy Lee Jones. You got Brad Pitt. It's a good cast. It's about space and relationships with your dad. And it's I'm hooked, okay? I am sold on the idea. The problem is Holly does not want to watch it. So I'm going to have to watch it either on a weekend where one of us is out of town, or because I can't just be like, hey, I'm going to watch this movie and you're just don't pay attention to it. Don't worry about it. Just like,
no, you just throw them their phone and be like, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Here, play with this for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Play with this. There you go.
Exactly. Now, nap time.
Right. So that's really the only reason why I haven't watched Ad Astra yet. She also,
I highly recommend it.
Ford versus Ferrari is another movie which I want to watch.
That's also great. That's actually better than Ad Astra.
I know. Well, it was an Academy Award nominated. It's got Christian Bale. It's got Christian Bale and Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon's phenomenal. And honestly, they're really both just fantastic in it. But
yeah, and she doesn't want to watch that one either. So I'm like, okay,
By the way, Barenthal's in it too, by the way.
I love John Barenthal.
Yeah, I know you do. I do too. I think he's like one of the most underrated.
Mom, we have a chicken for
working.
Right. Mom, get the fuck out of here. Mom, we have a chicken for dinner. What?
Exactly. He's also in. He's in Walking Dead.
Shane. he's Shane.
I know.
I'm Team Shane.
By the way, we're gonna do a Walking Dead fantasy league. So that's
my idea.
You guys updated on
that was my idea.
His idea. We did it for Game of Thrones way back when. So
super fun. We did it for the final season of Game of Thrones. It made each Sunday that much more
interesting.
And
it needed that extra boost, let me tell you.
It did. But like every Sunday we'd like all bring a dish over. We all drafted before the last season started, and it was just a fun thing. So last season of The Walking Dead premieres on Sunday. I'm going to find a fantasy league provider to do it, and we'll draft sometime this week.
Yeah, I'm totally down. Okay, so what did you think of Nomadland then?
Are you going to watch it?
I'll watch it. I mean, I guess you don't have to spoil it. I know you said you didn't like it, but like, was there a specific reason or
did
would
I say that?
Give it away?
I thought you
said you didn't. I think you did say that. Did you? I mean, is that wrong?
I can't remember what I said earlier, but I want you to watch it to give your opinion. I won't spoil anything. I am just surprised that movie won Best Picture, because I can totally watch movies where not a lot happens. Like if you know, like movies don't have to have some crazy plot, some crazy climax, some crazy twist to keep my attention. I watched Moonlight. Okay. Moonlight was a great movie. I'm pretty sure it won.
Honestly, Moonlight's another one that I haven't seen that I've heard is really good.
It's good.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah. It won the Best Picture back in 2016 or one of those years. It was the year that they said La La Land, and it really wasn't La La Land. That nothing like crazy happens, but it's a really, you feel attachment to the characters on the screen. You pay attention to the dialogue. The dialogue is meaningful. Like you're embraced in the story. You care about the story. I didn't get that same connection with Nomadland. And again, it doesn't need to be crazy. Like, nothing crazy has to happen. And obviously, Nomadland is based off of, I'm pretty sure, real life. At least, like, these kinds of people exist in America now that don't have real jobs, steady jobs, and kind of move throughout the country looking for work. Like, I get that. I just wasn't, as a movie viewer, I didn't care about the character, right? Like, I didn't care about her character.
Did you say you watched Minari?
No, I didn't. No.
Okay, Minari, it's got Steven Yeun in it, who is also in The Walking Dead. Yeah. He's great. He's also in, did you watch,
I think you the should
animated
leave.
Superhero? No, that's on Netflix though right now, and I want to watch that too.
Season two is great. Season two is great.
Is it better than season one? I mean, I know it's hard because it's
hard. I need to see the thing with I Think You Should Leave, which is a comedy sketch show on Netflix, is you watch it and it has to settle. And then you have to watch it again.
Sure.
And sometimes, like for season one, I didn't think some skits were funny. And then I watched it a second or third time, and I thought they were hilarious.
It's also impactful when you have somebody else, like a group of friends who have watched it, because then they'll bounce. You'll like bounce it around, right?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen Minari either, and that's one I really wanted to see. I haven't seen Nomadland, but I wanted to see it just because it won. The only one on here that I've actually seen is Trial of the Chicago 7, which is on Netflix. I actually recommend that. I thought it was very, very good. It was funny. It was informative. It was well edited and very well written. So,
name the other nominees from this year.
Sound of Metal, Promising Young Woman, Mank, Judas and the Black Messiah, and The Father. And then, of course, Nomadland.
I haven't watched any of those except for Nomadland.
Mank, I wanted to watch, but I'd heard it was not as good as it wasn't as good as the nomination makes it out to be. But it's like about a guy who is an actor in Hollywood during like the height of Hollywood acting, and it's kind of like it's a piece film on that. David Fincher is the director, so I'm like, ooh, I want to watch
that. I love David Fincher.
But that's just what I had heard. Obviously, I'll watch it for my own opinion, but it makes it so it's not on the top of my list.
Right.
Anyway, so I think that I will give it a watch, and then we can give that we'll talk about that sometime next week, maybe, or the week after. We'll see what we'll see if I have time to watch.
You're so busy. Oh my God. You're so busy. Oh, one last movie that you need to watch. It was actually not this year, but nominated for an Academy Award last year with Parasite, when Parasite won. It's called Grapefruit.
Got me. Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause baths are for babies.